Our Lord said to St. Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." I speak to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. If you have been here to church in the last number of weeks, you know we have heard many healing stories read from the Gospel of Mark. For instance, last week we heard the story of Jesus healing Jairus, the synagogue leader's daughter, and the woman who had hemorrhages for 12 years. Jesus healed both of these people because of the great faith that they had in him. Jesus heals them and makes them whole so that they and the crowds that see this healing take place may come to believe that he is the Messiah, that they may come to believe that he is the Lord. We know from these gospel texts that one way Jesus draws people to himself and one way he renews the world is to physically heal people, and that often these healings have something to do with having faith in Jesus Christ. But in today's readings, we come to this curious part of one of Paul's letters where he says, "Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that this would leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness.'" So Paul says, "I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me." What a curious little section of Paul's letters. Just think about this for a moment. St. Paul, the great evangelizer and preacher for Christ, a man of gargantuan faith, asked Jesus 3 times to heal him. But as Paul shares with us in his letter, he is not healed. Paul tells us that the Lord told him that his grace is sufficient, that Christ himself is sufficient, and that he does not need to be healed. So Paul, in his weakness, finds strength, because that is where he encounters Christ. So Paul tells us he will boast of his weaknesses. St. Paul goes on to say, "Therefore I am content with weakness, insult, hardship, persecution, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." Paul says that he is willing to endure any hardship because Christ is enough. Christ is sufficient. There is a saint in the church named St. John Vianney. Let me tell you about him. St. John Vianney was an 18th century Roman Catholic priest in a small village in France. St. John would one day become the patron saint of parish priests. St. John was a boy during the time of the French Revolution, when it was illegal to be a Christian in France. He and his family would travel for miles each and every Sunday to go somewhere to an illegal mass, usually held in a barn somewhere in the French countryside. These were very formative years for the young boy and where he would develop his call to the priesthood and when he would decide that he would give his life to the church. When he was a young man in his 20s, he would go on the run because he was a deserter from Napoleon's armies, refusing to fight because of his Christian beliefs. Vianney, at a very young age, decided that he was going to give his life to the Lord and his church. But there was one problem with this grand plan he had. He could not get into any seminary because he could hardly read or write. So how was he able to become a priest and serve Christ in his church when at the time so much of the work consisted of reading and writing? Although he could not read or write, he had such great piety and faith in the Lord that the authorities in the church decided that they would ordain him anyways. And after they ordained him, they sent him to a very small and dying church in the French countryside. Now, although this sounds like a wonderful story that this man was able to overcome and to serve Christ in his church, this is not where the story ends. The story gets even better. Now, not only did John Vianney get ordained and become a priest and serve Christ in this little country parish, it very quickly became evident to the church authorities that people were traveling hours and days from all over France and eventually Europe to see this man. Now, St. Gianni, because of his weakness, had trouble reading and writing and therefore preaching, but he found another way to offer Christ to the people of France. All these people were coming from all over to see him, that St. John Vianney would be spending 16 hours a day in the confessional booth, hearing confessions and listening to people's problems. It is said that by the end of his life, over 20,000 people a year came to the little French village where his church was in the countryside to spend but a few moments in council with this priest. It is even said, this would be really nice, it is even said that his bishop would not allow him to attend church meetings or functions because there was just too many souls waiting to see this humble priest and this man in his confessional booth. Now, St. John had a very real and present weakness in his life. He could not read or write, and this made it very hard for him. But what he could do was listen. He could still serve Christ despite his weakness. He could listen and offer Christ. And this was enough for people, not only for a few people, but for people all around Europe. St. John simply listened and offered Christ, and it was enough. Christ was and is sufficient. His weakness is what made him strong. His weakness is what simply allowed him to offer Christ. You see, my friends, this is the same with Paul. Paul says in his letters to us today that he wanted Christ to heal him, to make him whole, but Christ responded by saying, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." You see, it's not a lack of faith that made Paul have this physical hardship that he had, and it's not a lack of faith that St. John could not overcome to be able to read or write. It's that Christ says that he is enough. Think of our healing stories from last week. The woman comes to Jesus hoping to touch the fringes of his robes to be healed. She realizes that touching Christ is enough. You see, in the story of physical healing, Christ is enough to heal her. Christ is sufficient, and it is so, and she is healed. We see from St. John and St. Paul that physical healing does not always happen, but that they each come to realize that Christ is enough. Christ himself is healing even if there is no dramatic physical change that anyone is seeing. They come to the realization that Christ is enough for them, and even though they have their weaknesses, it is enough to simply offer Christ to the world, because he is sufficient. It is the same, too, in our gospel reading that we find in St. Mark today. Here we find our Lord returning to his hometown, and here in his hometown he goes to the synagogue and begins to teach and preach like he has done in so many other villages. But people are astounded, the text tells us, by his teaching, and to begin to wonder who he thinks he is. They wonder, is he not the one they grew up with? Where he is, they ask, where has he gotten all of his knowledge? And then here Jesus says his famous line, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And after this very well-known line from the Bible, we often think that the story ends. But it goes on a little more, and it is very, very interesting what the text says. The gospel says, "And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them, and he was amazed at their unbelief." What a peculiar line, but what is the gospel trying to tell us? You see here, Jesus is amazed at the people's unbelief in his hometown. He is amazed that even though he is teaching in the synagogue and healing a few people, that they still don't believe in him. You see, they don't believe that Jesus is sufficient. You see, he did not do many deeds of power in his hometown because the people there did not believe that he was sufficient, that he was enough, that these broken people and this broken world needed more. That's what they thought. Then we move on to the other short part of our gospel, where he sends the disciples out into the world to preach the gospel and to heal many and to cast out demons. But Jesus sends them with nothing. The text says, he ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts. Take nothing, Jesus tells them. Go out into the world weak and vulnerable and rely on the hospitality of others. So why do these men go out into the world with nothing? They are not scared because they are taking one thing with them. They are taking the authority of Christ Jesus. They go out into the world weak, but with our Lord and with them, they know he is sufficient. He makes them strong. So my brothers and sisters, we all have weaknesses, a variety of different kinds, and maybe we ask God to heal them. Maybe we ask God to help us overcome them. But we also know that Christ is sufficient and is all that we need to be whole. Because when we are weak, we go to Christ, and then we are strong. And then we must go out into the world taking Christ with us and proclaim this message. So what does healing look like? It means taking our weaknesses, whatever they may be, and going to Jesus and simply saying, "You are enough." Then we as Christians, with all our flaws, all our brokenness, and all our weaknesses, must go out into a very broken world and proclaim, "Christ is enough. Christ is sufficient." Amen.